This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hit me with it, Stu! All right, Ken, after Gordon Hayward decided to leave the Jazz for the Celtics earlier this week, videos appeared on social media of Jazz fans burning their jerseys of Hayward. This is nothing new, as we've seen this before with LeBron James and many athletes as they've changed teams via free agency. My question for you is, what are your thoughts on fans burning jerseys of the players that have left their teams?
Did they buy the jersey?
Yes.
Then they can do whatever they want with it. You know, I'm starting to see this more and more from media guys out there. Who cares? Okay, Jazz fans burned Gordon Hayward's jersey. There were some Cavs fans who burned LeBron James's jerseys. People burned Dwayne Wade's jersey. They burn jerseys, okay? They have jerseys. It's become a thing to put on Twitter and on social media. They burn jerseys. It's their money. If they want to set what it basically becomes is a pile of money. They want to set their money on fire, they can go right on ahead. It's a representation to them. They're angry, they're frustrated, they're emotional about it. They want to set money on fire, they want to set the jerseys on fire. Go right on ahead. It's no skin off my ass if a fan sets a burning jersey on blaze. I don't care. I mean, I like Moose and Maggie, and I saw Maggie's clip on Sports Illustrated earlier this week, and don't burn jerseys there. And I thought it was funny and stuff like that. I don't care. Burn your jersey. Burn your jersey. If LeBron leaves again, burn that jersey. I don't care. It's your jersey. You can do whatever you want with the damn thing. I don't like this shaming of fans for burning jerseys. Okay, it's not the flag. It's a jersey. If they want to get another jersey, if they burn their Bulls jersey after Jimmy Butler got traded, then fine. They can go out and get another jersey if they want to. Who cares? Jazz fans can go find another jersey to find, and then they can burn that one. Like when Giannis Antetokounmpo leaves, they'll burn his jersey in Milwaukee. Okay, it's their deal. It's your country. You're free to burn a jersey safely if you want to. As long as you're not setting anybody on fire while you're doing it, go ahead and burn the damn jersey. Next.
Social media was celebrating Dirk Nowitzki this week when it was revealed that he signed a two-year contract totaling $10 million with the Mavericks. Now, Kobe Bryant had received criticism over his last two seasons when he was making $23.5 million and $25 million, respectively. Do you credit Dirk Nowitzki for taking less money while his skills diminish, or is it a moot point since the Mavs aren't competing for a championship?
I don't, because he could go ring chasing and make the same amount of money somewhere else if he really wanted to there. I don't. I think that he's comfortable being in Dallas, and if that's what's important to him, then that's fine. You know, this is the same thing for the jersey thing. If he wants to take less money, he's a guy who feels he's made a ton of money. He is a different type of cat, man. Dirk Nowitzki, with his personal life and the woman who almost tried to ruin his life in a lot of ways there, he is a very forgiving, very nice soul and a nice human being. And for a guy who's had very little help and had an owner who put Tony Romo in a jersey and had him sit on the bench during a game, I feel that he should owe or he should give Mark Cuban a whole lot less. But if that's where he feels comfortable, this isn't not just about the owner. I think this is also about the fan base and the community that he's involved in there. More power to him if he wants to do that. I feel that, though, he has a lot more to offer a basketball team. I think he has a lot to offer a competing basketball team. And if he wanted to take less or wanted to take more and go somewhere else, I think he could have done that. So he stayed where he wanted to go. So I don't agree with him, but he's willing to do that. He's allowed to do it. Go right on ahead. Next.
Moving to football, Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network said this week that he has had several sources tell him that they wouldn't be shocked if USC quarterback Sam Darnold played two more years of college football. Many believe that Darnold will be one of the top picks if he decides to forego his final season and enter the NFL draft. Do you think Darnold would be making a mistake if he didn't come out after this season?
Yes, because all we're doing is looking for the things that are wrong with him. I think he would be repeating the problems with Matt Barkley. I think there's a lot of other quarterbacks you could bring up that stayed 4 years, that really shouldn't have stayed 4 years, that probably should have came out early. It's the same reason why Mitch Trubisky had to go. Mitch Trubisky definitely could have used another year of seasoning. But now, especially because a lot more teams And owners especially, and this is why he got picked where he got picked, is owners see something differently, owners want something differently, so they're going to go after that guy. And there's a lot of cachet with that name. And so they want to make that splash. He helps out his business if he comes out early. Because now all we'll look for is things that are wrong with him because we've talked about him for so long. The conversation's just beginning on Sam Darnold. So this year, when he goes out and does good things, hey, this is amazing, this is great, this guy's been great. If he goes out and goes out another year, then we're like, well, you know, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. Because people get tired of talking about great things with him. So even though it might not benefit him, he still has to come out early. Next.
Former NFL quarterback Tom Marinovich, who is now 48 years old, is reportedly attempting a comeback with the SoCal Coyotes of the World Developmental Football League. It's been 16 years since he's last played football on any level. How much interest do you have in seeing a 48-year-old Marinovich try to play football against those who are 25 years or more younger than him?
I think I'd watch if someone showed it to me. I wouldn't go out of my way to go see it. If you saw a golfer with an arm growing out of his you-know-where, like in Happy Gilmore, I think you'd probably do the same thing, but I don't think I'd go out of my way to go see it. I hope that he gets himself sober, is what I hope, and we don't hear anything more about some of the other nasty things that he's been doing because he's been addicted to drugs here over his life. Go ahead, next.
Well, Ken, the ESPY Awards are this week, and I have one simple question for you. What are you most looking forward to at this year's ESPYs?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I guess the Arthur Ashe Award, that's it.
Not a fan, huh?
No, God, no, not a fan. It's horrible. Best basketball team. Best football team. They got trophies for that already. Why do they need an ESPY? Hosted by Peyton Manning. They going to talk about the elephant in the room with Peyton Manning, by the way? They going to do that? Stu?
I don't know. Are they?
Be nice if they did a skit on it. That'd probably be the best thing of what they did. That's five burning questions. We do it every week at 12:20.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.